Christopher, thanks for that transmission. You don't know this, but you're part of the reason why I went with this topic again. I might have used this topic before, but I can't remember. But I heard a conversation you had with another person. I was listening in on the radio there, and you had talked about this last week, I think it was. But, yes, yeah, so the well pump idea, I saw those on the Internet. You can buy those pretty inexpensively, I believe. You can pump your own water, hand pump it right out of the well. But I believe I'm a long ways down, 160 feet down. That's a long ways, man. I'm not sure if I can hand pump that out of there or not. But anyways, Joe, NHCN, hopefully you didn't leave me.
I thought about it, but I stick to my commitments.
NHCN. Yeah, well, we don't have a hand pump, but we have a pump. And it runs on standard electric now instead of 220. And we're still paying for that. That was our thing this year. Well, late last year, but yeah, I found out the hard way that we weren't really pumping that deep. Anyway, we're lucky enough to have a well here in town, I think. I don't need whatever they're putting in the city water, that's for sure. But hey, nothing much to add, just along, kind of waiting for the kids to get upstairs and stay there, and do it all again tomorrow. Good to hear everybody on the net tonight. I wanted to mention, too, everyone who participated in the Skywarn activities over the storm weekend and stuff. The response that I saw and all of the input that we got on all the readings that were taken and the measurements and the reports given, it was pretty awesome. I think it was a really great experience, you know, despite the fact that it was a bad circumstance. I think everybody came away better for it. So, and hopefully no one was without power too long. All right, back to that NACN. Thanks for letting me opine. 7-3.